Oh, the chicks dig it, I tell you.
Does it get cold?
Almost never, because I'm constantly setting things on fire, so. With my breath.
You may have noticed the green cloud around him. Chaz at all times.
Hope you don't smoke, love, or we'll both, you know, just explode.
I heard an acid bath was really nice.
We had to clone him after that.
It's a good thing they kept me nose. It had been flattened out somehow, but yes, they managed to clone me and bring me, you know, back to life. So I'm actually Chaz 2, but it's more like I'm actually Chaz 2 to the power of 6 plus 4, because there's been a whole bunch of me, say. Yes. It's a very exciting time to be a rock and roll member, because they can synthesize your voice and you know, they can basically resurrect you as many times as they see fit. My grave has been dug up more times than
somebody's whose grave has been dug up a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, Chaz is actually Jim Belushi.
I've heard that the quality fades after each cloning.
Well, I certainly couldn't attest to the validity of that. I think that the quality improves. I'm like a good wine, and, you know, with every batch, I get better.
Well, it depends on what you splice in each time. Last time it was a little bit of frog.
A little rock and roll, a little heavy metal, a little bit of bat. Amps that go to 11, you know. And
armadillo.
I'm getting better and better. I never felt so good. A wino.
Yeah, when I say wino, I mean a talented musician.
I think you're more like a fine wine, because you live in a cold hole in the ground.
That's a very apt metaphor, Android. Very apt.
It's not a metaphor. He lives in a hole in the ground.
Will that tail be removed soon?
Now it's an essential part of his act. I mean,
right.
Very well.
If I couldn't choke myself with it, you know, the fans would just go home shaking their heads, saying, "Oh, sellout traitor!" You know, they'd throw stones at me. It would be awful. Also, I can cut meats with it. See?
I thought the feces were enough.
Nothing's enough for those fans.
Just for skin treatment.
Yeah.
That's why the fans love you.
Exactly. Keeps the money coming in, keeps the producers happy, and it keeps the fans all covered in shit and blood and sweat and bits and pieces.
Cheese,
yeah.
Porn. You said that, you bloody pervert.
Very small rocks.
Sorry.
Now, is this true you're going to clone the Hansons?
That is actually the only rumor. The Hansons are...
We hate them.
You didn't eat them, did you?
No, we just hate them.
Such vicious rumors.
Yeah.
Although we could, you know, use them in place of goats in case those anti-goat provision runs through.
I doubt there'd be
little horns on them.
Provision.
We could splice in some horns.
Oh, certainly. It's a very exciting time. Oh, I said that already.
The drummer would look very cute with horns.
He would. On the other hand, maybe we should just go make friends with them. I mean...
That's what we tried with our freaking mini-bosses. No appreciation for us gnawing off their legs.
Jesus is actually Bob Dole.
It's getting too weird for me.
Oh my god, Chaz, your eye fell out.
Yum!
It's alright, I'll put it in my finger.
Can I keep it?
I can see from...
Show some interesting things while you're out. I'll make him another tomorrow.
I can see.
I can make you a lemon basil sauce for that. Yeah. Tell me how that is.
Here, Chaz, look at the other side of the room!
Oh. That was funny. I felt sort of car sick and sort of reeled when you did that. Oh, that's very cute.
Oh, crap, the cat's got it.
Oh.
So what does that look
it's
like?
It's a telekinetic pain.
Why don't you throw your nose over there so you can tell us what it smells like?
Why, that's a great idea.
Leave him alone, you bloody cyborg. This can't help the fact that he's falling apart.
My cat dropped a nose. I can probably lend you one.
That would be so cute on him, a little cat nose.
Little button nose to replace the big elephant one that's there now, you know.
Yeah, Chaz.
I think the cat can eat that anyway, though.
Oh.
miracles of home surgery.
Yeah.
I heard he had an evil twin.
Well, one of his clones went bad. And he got out.
Went to seed.
Yeah.
Chaz with falsies, right? That one?
Right, yes.
Right.
The one who plays the slots.
Now he plays, all he does is play the slots in Vegas and talk shit about me, basically.
Why did he play Pinnacle?
Didn't he join a boy band called, like, NSYNC or something like that?
NSYNC?
He became a keyboardist.
He's not the one in the sync right now, right? Being bleeding to death.
He was a keyboardist for Nine Inch Nails' live act for a while. But Trent Reznor bit his head off. He's still out there somewhere.
Industrial humor bands like us and Nine Inch Nails, you know, it's unpredictable. It's more predictable when you're doing your space rock thing, you know. This goes back to the duality, you know.
What do you mean by humor? This is a serious art form. This is no humor.
It depends on what level of abstraction you get to. We'll use the term humor to describe one of the levels of abstraction. See what I mean? We'll just involve it to get our message across, right?
See, I always thought that, you know, when you were talking about humor, you meant to like the stuff that's inside your eyeball.
The vitreous humor.
Right.
People have called you foolish for investing in toxic waste. What do you say to that?
Right. The last laugh is ours because toxic waste is now everywhere, and we've made the money.
Yes. Will it be in your next act?
Wasn't it in our act?
No, we don't have it. We're looking for a way to work. I mean, the feces is really taking up a lot of real estate on the stage, you know, so it
takes time to prepare a good coating of feces.
Proper grooming and primping.
But we've got the market cornered, so we practice all the time.
Well, you know, if we covered the floor with toxic waste before the show, then our fans, their shoes would melt, and they'd be stuck there. And we could
So they couldn't leave the performance, as they often do.
Right.
And also, then they would get all their wallets.
That's right.
That's how you make the money.
Oh, absolutely, and the toxic waste would also change them profoundly. Like, they would go away from the show whenever they managed to unstick themselves with, you know, a third eyeball, which would grant, you know, inner wisdom of some sort, or six arms like that, you know, dancing lady from India. It would be great.
Oh, thanks to
you. Very successful approach for us.
Yes.
Are your feces loose, solid, or semi?
A semi-liquid satin gloss like you can buy at the paint store. You know, it's very good for covering the walls, as I'm sure you can imagine.
We use it as mic stands sometimes.
I'd have to say a semi. Mine's quite a bit like a semi.
Well, it all depends on what I've been eating.
It's got like bolts in it.
So you stay away from the fiber and prunes?
Yeah, Chaz actually survives on a diet mostly of red meat and other people's vomit. And
not necessarily in that order.
Right.
Nah.
I heard you ran a ring of monkeys.
Oh, like the first monkeys ready to be shot into space.
Yes.
Space monkeys. That was right. Super ninja space monkey, teenage mutant monkey, ninja moon monkeys. Those were ours. They went up with the last Apollo mission, whenever that was. They were supposed to go to Mars and learn the space language and come back and teach it to us so that we could go kick Mars's ass, you know, instead of fighting wars at home here. We figured we would promote world peace by waging war on some other planet. Well, we never heard from them again.
Yeah, it just dried up.
We made a cartoon about him.
Teenage Mutant Super Ninja Space Mobster Ninja Monkey. Gorilla Monkey Ninjas. Right, that cartoon? 7 a.m. ABC on Saturdays, it didn't do very well.
Disney didn't steal your monkeys?
No, they tried to buy them from us, but we didn't want to let them go.
I can't believe that they sued us for sodomizing Mickey on stage.
Mickey had it coming. He finally comes over one day and says, "Oh, can I be in your live act?" I'm like, "You bastard, I'll fix you." So
they don't think I'm cute, just look at the umbrellas.
Hey, look, everybody, that's some brain dead monkeys.
Android recorded the whole thing.
So, why does Mickey wear pants but Donald wears a shirt?
Well, Mickey wears pants, of course.
It's a sexual
big gaping
thing, really.
Asshole.
That's for the same reason that Mickey's got those big buttons on his pants, too.
They don't stay up on their own anymore.
No, that's for sure.
It's a sexual thing, you know.
Right.
Mickey likes it in the front.
What Poof does.
We wouldn't want to go into too much detail.
Flaming Poof does.
I'd hate to offend any of our listeners.
Maybe you can answer this. If Pluto is a dog, but Goofy is apparently a dog too, why does Goofy talk and walk? And
well, it's a lot like us. Once you suspend a certain amount of disbelief, your mind can bend around a, you know, human, mutant, space ninja, cat, dog, cyber hybrid sort of things, which is basically what we are. Because it's rock and roll, right? Anything goes. The amps go to 11. Does that answer your question?
It's all about rock and roll. Yeah. Rock and roll. That's all there is to it.
We've got some very interesting questions.
Rock and roll is what it's all about.
Rock and roll.
I programmed him to say that.
But rock and roll is what it's all about.
Yeah. Occasionally he gets stuck in a loop.
Rock and roll.
I heard that you ate your fans when they got too close.
With all those swirling blades? That's really hard to do.
It's really hard to say, really, you know, with all the blades flying around. Who knows what really happened?
If Chaz was to try and eat them, I don't think very much would get in his mouth.
I had all sorts of things going down my throat that night. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, a constant barrage of slippery, you know, slimy, sort of slimy rubber.
The word you're looking for is dongs.
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 Well,
it was a regular dick-licking dongathon on stage that night.
Dick-licking dongathons, but like I said, it really is hard to say. You know, when you're given, you know, a bucket of something, you know, to eat three times a day, who really knows what's going down your throat? I've reached a point where I just don't think about it anymore.
It's best if you don't.
Did it give you nightmares?
Nightmares? No.
Chaz does occasionally have nightmares, and he calls them creative inspiration. But most of the time, see, I put those in his head. Because he gets so grossed out by the food we give him that he needs something to kind of offset it. But the trouble is,
he's me chasing the goats night after night, you know, with a spatula. It's very nice.
The trouble is, he's learned to like it. So I don't know what to tell him now.
Well, the nightmare is whenever we get together and start jamming.
That's why it took so long to make real butter. What was it, like 400 days in the studio?
Something like that.
There's really nothing else to do except make music.
Rock and roll is what it's all about, really.
Right.
I thought you just churned some CDs to make real butter.
Actually, that was Creeping Banana. We built Creeping Banana from one bass sample. The whole album.
That's right.
And Perl Script.
One bass sample and Perl Scripts.
Utter fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that was a programming nightmare. It doesn't help that Chaz doesn't document any of his code.
Oh,
he uses variable names like fucknut and dong completely out of context.
It took an awful lot of crack to finish that album.
Yeah.
Did you resell it on the street?
The album of
the crack?
The crack.
The crack? Well, if it passes through Chaz, it doesn't really lose any of its potency. We sold plenty of it. That we didn't give away on stage.
It was marked up, too, because it went through Chaz. Yeah. So.
Did you sell it on eBay?
We tried to set up eBay auctions, but
we found that as soon as we tried to open an account, we would immediately get over 400,000 negative responses, so they would cancel our account immediately.
Right. It's the same reason that we can't leave the house. It's because everyone just tries to hit us with their cards. You know, it's a bad scene, really. Like, we can't go anywhere anymore. When you're famous, these things happen, I guess.
But people love you.
Some people love us and some people
hate us.
It's either a love us or hate us kind of thing. I can't really tell who's winning.
You can just eat the people who hate you.
Yeah, it's a lot of food. We need to rest between feeding.
Full belly there.
I must admit, we're never hungry.
That's true.
Because it's not about hunger, is it?
It's all about rock and roll.
And being true to the fans and taking over the world. That in the context of trying to save the world. Or did I say that? It's the maker take over the band.
Oh, that's true.
Well, if we went around listening to Kenny G and eating
Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Listen to them and get to eat them simultaneously, like, you know, while they're watching.
Would you feel guilty if you ate yourself?
Only for about a minute.
I don't particularly.
Do you think you deserved it?
Well, if it's on purpose, if it's with you know, me and a consenting adult man like me, then you know it's all right, isn't it?
Right, because Chaz really is two or three or maybe five or six consenting adults all at one time.
I counted eight the other day. I sat in a room and took notes any time that the changes happened, and
there was
counted
so many
eight
bits and pieces.
I think this is so exciting.
The one who
they're
was
all
doing
in
counting.
There. Oh, no, that would make it like 11 or so.
I'd say there'd be at least 9 people stuffed in there.
So if you tried to combine all of your Chaz, you'd get a black hole, essentially?
Probably some huge hulking monster with 5 cocks that would try to take over near Tokyo, that sort of thing.
Be like 80 yards tall. And
it would command, you know, hordes
of demons.
You
like that movie, Legend of the
around.
Overfiend.
Right, right. With all the cocks destroying the city with their jizz.
Ah, yes.
Did I see that?
So, would you try to make love with the Statue of Liberty if you were that big?
Well, I have been that
stiff.
I hear she's a prude. She won't put out even after you take her on 2 dates. Oh. So, whatever.
You need to get a couple of drinks in her.
Well, she's wearing that damn copper robe all the time.
Oh, no, you'd think she'd be such a free spirit. I mean, liberty and all that.
Doesn't she have a jealous boyfriend?
A little bit tough to get hot and heavy with somebody that's holding a scale.
Is that the guy who's holding the
torch.
World?
Torch, that's right.
Oh, he's an asshole.
Yes. He can hurl the world at you.
And I can breathe at the world and force it right back where it came from and set it on fire at the same time.
Oh.
You know, we've been doing this for 64 minutes.